Alena Kuala is Congo's communication minister.
This is very, very important for our country.
He says the move, which makes it possible for Congo to export diamonds worldwide, will boost Congo's business community.
This country has important economic potential, and we need to do business, we need to develop our country.
The Kimberley process was established with diamond industry backing in late 2002. The effort came in response to growing world concern about so-called blood diamonds that fueled and funded the bloody 1990s conflicts in Angola, Congo, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Congo Republic was kicked out of the Kimberley process, or KP, in 2004, after it was found that it had smuggled from surrounding nations the majority of the diamonds it was putting on the market each year through Europe and the Middle East. Akawala says new controls have been introduced so that diamonds can now be easily tracked and the industry regulated. Annie Dunabek, a campaigner for London-based watchdog Global Witness, says the decision taken by KP shows that Congo has come a long way. But she says there is still great potential for illicit trade in the region, where porous borders and weak controls remain a problem.
You have situations where, although the government has taken steps to step up border control, for instance, or to train customs officials, you have situations where controls still aren't strong enough. So we'll have to keep an eye out and make sure that the borders are strong enough and that diamonds aren't being smuggled in or out of the Republic of Congo.
Dunabek says KP has served as an important tool for regulating the diamond trade since its launch in 2002. But she says there is still much to be done to make regulation effective.
There's a serious lack of political will in terms of governments agreeing to have proper oversight over their industry. And I think there's also a lack of will on the part of the industry to self-regulate the way they should. So there's a lot of work still to be done on the KP to make it effective.
She says there are a few very problematic loopholes in the system. She says, for example, KP only regulates rough diamonds, not those that are polished.
One of the major loopholes that you can find is conflict or illicit diamonds could be smuggled directly into a cutting or polishing center and come out the other end and have completely escaped KP controls.
The European Union has hosted the four-day Kimberley Process meeting in Brussels. The multinational body says the Kimberley Process is becoming increasingly effective in the fight against conflict diamonds. More than 80% of the world's rough diamonds pass through the EU via the Belgian port city, Antwerp. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.